Hang on the line there, my man. All right, here we go. Let me get into it. Top 10, Tuesday. Tis the day.
Do it.
All right, here we go. The top 10 mascots that no college football team is using for we don't know why. There's lots of Lions and Tigers and Bears, but there's only one Razorback.
We'll always know that.
There are zero Redcoats, though. This guy says, I admit the nickname would only work in New England, but still, doesn't the Boston College Redcoats have a nice ring to it? Be the start of the school, not looking like the most unoriginal team in college football with the stolen helmets, the stolen colors, and the all-too-common nickname.
Your school colors would be very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Red and white. You can have tea and scrumpets before every game. Tailgating with tea and scrumpets.
I think it's crumpets.
Crumpets.
Number 9 on the list, the Gladiators. Some may argue that Gladiators is a name that already belongs to Cleveland's Arena League team. To them, I say watching arena football makes you a dork. I say so, but not if Tim Tebow's quarterbacking. The Gladiators. How about the Bandits? Very close to one that's already being used by Paul Petrino's team, the Idaho Vandals.
Mm.
But Bandits is good. And that's a position that a lot of defenses use. And you get like a hybrid linebacker safety guy, a bandit.
Bandit.
Mm-hmm. He always has to have skull in his mouth at all times. Child can be a vandal. Takes a man to be a bandit. A mandit, if you will. I think we just came up with two there.
That's a better one right there. The Mandits.
10, 9, 8, 7. I have these numbers out of whack because I added one at the end, the best one of all time. It's not being used. Number 7 on this list, Mallard.
That would be perfect if we had one here in Arkansas.
Thank you. You got the Oregon Ducks. Mallards is to ducks as literally any specific animal is to wildcats. Mallard is a beautiful, awesome item. Plus, you can...
They're elegant.
Yeah, and you can do a multi-uniform deal like Oregon does.
Those would be some really cool green uniforms.
I love this one. Number 6 on the list, Vipers. It says, why are there so few snakes in the world of college football? And why does every team that does embrace the snake call themselves Rattlers? Vipers are so much more terrifying. I agree.
Why are they more terrifying?
I don't know. It just sounds dangerous. Viper.
I mean, the rattlesnake, though, once you hear that rattle go, and that you're done.
Okay,
son.
What did Dodge name their sports car? Did they call it a Dodge Rattler? Because nobody wants their car to rattle.
You know,
rattle.
They should have.
They named it a Viper.
That's exactly how they
I'm
sound.
Biting you and
that's
pumping
exactly
you.
That's exactly how they
oh,
sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that on my leg? Is that a rattler? No, that's a viper, and it's on your leg, and it's pumping you full of poison. You're dying
it's
right
venom.
Now.
Venom. Viper venom.
You're bit. You notice. You're dead. That's a viper. You're welcome. I love it. I want to be a viper and a millionaire.
Start the campaign.
They have an NBA Bucks. They don't have one in college football. Because aren't we a little too narrowly focused when it comes to woodland creatures as mascots? Bucks do have horns. They're dangerous.
Fear the deer.
Here's a great one. Number 4
Fear
on the list.
Deer.
Number 4 on the list, the Rhinos. Says there seems to be some sort of agreement that there will never be a real football team called the Rhinos because the main team in every other football movie is called the Rhinos. It's like the 555 phone number thing. It's like, nah, we get all the 555 numbers, and we're keeping all the Rhinos. You guys can name your teams. Anything else?
555.
We own the Rhinos.
What else you got?
Number three on the list, Cobras. Think vipers
another
are scary?
Snake,
yes.
Another
we
snake.
We need more snakes in our lives, Chris.
No, we don't.
Cobras. Or, you know what?
The Bible said the serpent. That's not good.
I've seen a kid pee his pants over a garden snake. You tell me a cobra wouldn't be deathly afraid, people wouldn't be deathly afraid of a cobra? Come on. What is that? Oh, a garden snake!
People, oh. No.
Is that poisonous? No, no.
Okay. No,
well, it's too late. I already peed my pants.
They're not
Bummer.
That scary. People kiss cobras. I've seen it.
Yeah.
People kiss them.
But they you always end up getting bitten.
There's no animal that you can fear that someone can kiss.
You know what else? I don't see this on the list, but is there a crocodiles? We got gators. Is there crocs?
No.
And I don't even know the difference.
You serious?
If you had a lineup with nothing but crocodiles and gators, I wouldn't know the difference.
Have you never seen the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, I have.
Uh-huh.
I've watched a lot of animals mate, but I couldn't tell the difference between a croc and a gator.
You watched that late night Discovery?
Look, just because you're from Florida, don't look down on me, Mr.
I'm not
such
looking
a Florida
down on
guy.
You. It's a known fact.
One has like a longer snout, right?
Yes, long and narrow.
Okay.
Gators are more
number
round.
Two on this list is Barracuda. Seems like an awesome mascot. I got to be honest, though.
That was my junior hockey team.
I swam with Barracuda. They don't even bother you. They're a bunch of wimps. Piranha would be scary. Barracuda, eh. I could take him or leave him. I think Piranha much more death-defying.
Is that the one you're adding?
Yeah, No. Piranha would be better than Barracuda, though, I'm saying. The one that is not being used, I suggested it to Dr. Lee when he was the athletic director at ASU when they were changing from Indians. Should have been taken down. It's the most fierce animal ever.
And they didn't take your suggestion.
Nope. I'm very disappointed in it, but it would have been the best mascot in America today, the Liger. You take a lion and a tiger, you mate them together. Only Napoleon Dynamite and I appreciate the most fierce animal on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Liger.
Lunchtime.